welcome to Breakfast Bad. Why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and we like Breaking Bad.
That's a fact. Okay, I'm here with...
like Breaking Bad.
Do you not like Breaking Bad?
I don't mind it.
Let me just say who I'm here with. I'm here with Steph and Owen, and I'm Kev. Why didn't you like it?
I think it was a bit too hyped. I thought it was a good series, and I'd tell people to watch it, but it definitely wasn't like a 9 out of 10. It was like a 6.
Jesus Christ.
Can I still be in this?
That's half the listeners gone. Straight away. Gone.
Now I'm the diversity. Like, the thing you is, need like, diversity.
Part of the reason we called it Breakfast Bad is because we wanted to get the Breaking Bad listeners in, and you've just alienated them.
Does it say something about our research that we only just found this out?
I'd only just finished it, though, to be fair.
You like breakfast, right?
Yeah, breakfast is good. On that note,
it's
shit.
The third best meal.
Like this morning for breakfast, I mean, what did you have?
I had a really weird one, so I don't feel comfortable talking about
it. It's not going to be as weird as mine.
I don't know.
Okay, Steph, what did you have for breakfast?
I had Marmite on toast.
That's pretty normal. What did you have, Owen?
Okay, so what I had was she made me these eggs, but she put these funny flaxseed in, and then on the side...
Put what in?
Flaxseed.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's a healthy thing.
Okay.
And then on the side was this peanut butter, and I thought, this is kind of weird, and I sort of ate it, and like halfway through she was like, what are you doing? That's not for the eggs. And there was another product coming a bit later, but what I had this morning was peanut butter and scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And about 6 Jaffa cakes.
Chicken balls and Maltesers.
You're an idiot.
Are you going to make it to the end of this podcast? Or are you going to die halfway through?
I had...
just anything round, yeah?
Yeah.
It was a brown breakfast. I also had an Easter egg, no, I didn't. Cool. Breakfast news. All right, yeah, so... I've been looking through the papers today. We had to... do a bit of research.
Nice sound effect.
It was a good sound effect. I felt a bit sick because I had to buy The Sun and The Mail. The two worst papers that there are. Not that any of them are any good. So I had a little look
Is
through.
Is that because Russell Brand doesn't like Murdoch?
Yeah, like, we're all big Russell Brand fans, right?
Yeah. And we don't like Murdoch.
We don't like Murdoch.
I'll give you Murdoch.
Don't give me Murdoch. one of the things that I noticed through The Sun, there's like loads of stuff about Harry Kane. We like Harry Kane?
Yeah. I think so. Boy done good.
I find it a bit confusing, because like, there's a lot of footballers in the world. I don't understand why everyone loves him quite so much. And
he's English and he's scored loads of goals.
Yeah. I don't think there's...
What's your problem?
There's more to it than that.
I don't think so. I think it's just that he's come up, like, as a young English player.
Do you think it's so that David Cameron is distracting us from the crisis in the Middle East? Is that where you're going with it? I'm out.
Plus, there are a lot of boys now that have hair like him.
I don't think it's that.
I think he looks a bit like that guy, that Ryan Gosling.
Is he good looking? Like don't talk to me about Ryan Gosling. I don't even know who that is.
You're an idiot.
You know who Ryan Gosling is.
I do not. Like,
yeah, you do.
I'm not, right? I'm telling you now, right? There's a problem with my brain.
I'll show you a favour while you're telling this story.
Okay. Well, there's a problem.
He looks like Harry Kane.
But the thing is, right, in modern culture, there's a massive gap to my knowledge. I couldn't tell you the difference. If you put Ryan Gosling and, say, Michael Fassbender, is he another person?
Yeah.
If you put a picture of those two in front of me, I wouldn't be able to tell you which one's which.
You would.
I would not.
Because one of them looks like his name is probably Michael Fassbender.
That's Ryan Gosling.
See, if you'd have said, I wouldn't have known.
Now you know. Commit that to memory.
Okay.
And like, just think about that in your alone
time. Is visual the way we're going to go for this podcast?
It's a great section. Is he a good looking lad, isn't he?
He is, but he's a bit chicken eyed.
Oh, okay.
But no.
The thing that I like most about him is that he's always in films with Emma Stone.
Yeah, that is a very good.
Who's
part.
Emma Stone?
Oh,
was she in Harry Potter?
No.
She's good as well, though.
Yeah. Emma Stone is Superbad. The girl from Superbad. Got like red hair.
Yeah, I think I know that.
She's in Zombieland.
They are in a film together called Crazy Stupid Love, which is...
That's my favourite ever chick flick.
Is it? Oh my God, it's like the best film you have to watch.
That one is good.
You love chick flicks.
I do not love chick flicks. Scratch that from the record. I'm deleting this.
Before the next podcast, you have to watch Crazy Stupid Love and then you'll realise how good it is.
Okay, you have to listen to Russell Brand.
Oh God, I'm giving you a wonderful present and you're giving me like the aids of what to do for my day.
Can't say that, he's going to be a guest in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Harry Kane. Right, anyway.
Sorry,
to you. You get loads of these footballers that sort of come through, like youth team players and stuff, and I don't understand why, like, he's one of us. That kind of thing has happened for him. Like, he's like the football equivalent of Ed Sheeran.
But like, is he not like the next generation of the football equivalent of Wayne Rooney? He did all right, didn't he?
Yeah. If you give me another footballer then that you think deserves what he has, he's come up through the ranks, has scored so many goals and done so many...
Scored in 18 seconds on his debut.
Fabian Delph?
Also, just seems like a really nice, grounded lad as well.
That's what I mean. That's why I think he's kind of like a cheer. And I think people like him because he seems nice.
What's wrong with that?
It's the thing. I'm just saying.
And if we're talking about Ed Sheeran, he also makes really nice music.
Okay. Harry Kane makes music?
Yeah, he's great. Have you not heard it?
I hate you guys.
Such a dick. Okay.
But, is that all you've got to say about Harry Kane? Should we get back to the Middle East now?
Yeah. He's kind of got that, like, endearing, like, simpleness, like David Beckham had.
Harsh.
No, I didn't say stupid, I just said simple. He knows, like, football's his thing.
Earth.
Yeah, he's good at it, and he's fine with that. He doesn't try and be anything that he's not.
Working class lad.
Like, someone like fucking Joey Barton.
He's English, and he's doing good, and he's not shagging grannies.
Yeah.
So,
I think you need to make a personal apology.
I'm just saying, I'm not angry with him. I don't understand why it happens to some. Like Gaza was the original. In my lifetime.
What you keep doing is naming all these really good footballers. And
yeah, I know.
I just can't believe they blew up.
It doesn't.
They worked hard.
What about the Middle East, guys?
It doesn't happen to many. Like, all I can remember in my lifetime is Gascoigne. Joe Cole had it for a bit.
But that's why you have superstars and then everyone else.
David Beckham.
There has to be some that get better than others.
But do you think, like, the rest of the world are sort of looking at us, like all the other countries, like your Germanys and Argentinas, and thinking, we've got Messi, we've got... Like,
yeah, but then
let them have their Harry
Kane.
We're
going to have... Yeah, but that's
like, I reckon they're just sniggering.
What?
I reckon they're sniggering.
To make that clear, enunciate. I didn't even think that was a verb.
I don't know. Time will tell. I hope he comes through.
I think it'd be nice for him to do well.
Yeah, I'm not saying it wouldn't. Why would I be saying that?
I don't know. You sound in like a really negative hue.
I'm not negative. I'm just like, I'm fascinated that everyone, like, absolutely, like...
He's just doing really well.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I haven't got a problem with it. I like him.
So
I just don't know why I like him. Is he good looking?
He looks like Ryan Gosling.
Who's that? And my end is my beginning.
So you asked the question, what is Breakfast Bad about? Does it turn out the answer is Harry Kane?
No. Moving on.
Okay.
Elsewhere in the news. Zayn left One Direction. You're heartbroken, is that right?
I'm not even sure which one Zayn is. Is he
it's
the one?
One of the ones which isn't Harry.
Nobby.
What?
Nobby Styles, was it?
Harris, he's the one... he's going out with one of the ones from Little
Mix. He's not Harry.
I've told you about my gaps in, like, modern culture.
He's not Harry, and he doesn't play for that football team.
Is he Niall?
No.
Niall is the one that plays for a football team.
Who's the one that's left?
Zayn.
All right.
Fuck's sake, Kevin.
He's the only one that looks like he could be called Zayn. Can I put that any other way?
He's the best-looking one, isn't he?
What about Harry?
No, yeah,
no,
Harry,
I think Harry's
like...
a little bit everyman.
Harry is not.
You don't like the name Harry, do you? You know
how many people do you know that look like Harry, other than Harry and Hitchin?
Yeah,
I just think Harry is the equivalent.
Name check,
like,
Harry and Hitchin.
He's just a musical version. He's just a musical version of Harry Kane.
I find it a bit weird to say that they're good looking because they are kind of young and they all seem a little bit dicky in their own way.
Well, do you reckon
that they're probably the same age as you?
How old are you?
No,
Steph?
24.
They're about 24.
They're like 21, 22, aren't they?
God, way too young for you,
Steph. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't get that, you old bitch. I don't know, like, there must
cradle
be...
Cradle snatcher.
Yeah, there must be a thing of them, so I just opened that six-pack page again. Oh, God. I don't know. Like, I get Harry Styles, I get it. The other one shaves his head too much, so I'm not a fan of a shaved head on a day-to-day.
Which is the one that... that girl cheated on Ed Sheeran with.
Oh, Niall.
That was Niall. And he's the footballer as well.
Yeah.
That kid's got it all.
Yeah.
So he's a footballer who's in One Direction and he cheated on who?
He didn't cheat on... he got... I think, was it Ellie Goulding?
Yeah. You know that song...
Don't
by Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
He wrote that about Ellie Goulding and Niall. But he's actually really still good, really good friends with Niall.
He's the bigger man.
Yeah. See, Ed Sheeran's just lovely.
Is that what she said?
this is where you need a sound effect. Damn it. Yeah.
okay, so what's going to happen to the One Direction?
They've put out a statement saying they're going to carry on. Did you see that thing that loads of people were cutting themselves? It was called, like, Cut for Zayn.
Oh,
so
wow.
They were all cutting themselves on Twitter and putting photos of it.
It's a bit emo, isn't it? It's a bit MySpace.
A bit 2004.
A bit emo for One Direction.
No, it's not, because they have that crazy fandom that, like, people will do anything. But it was, you know me and my hatred of Riz. It was absolutely horrific, and there were photos of it everywhere.
See, I mean, when I was, like, the age of, like... When I was young, like...
Back in my day.
Well, back in my day, like, rather than, like, sort of being into One Direction, like, I was probably into the A-Team. Like,
yeah, but
like,
you're a boy. Yeah, I don't think many boys cut themselves.
That's probably the only thing I really got obsessed about. I don't think, you know, you wouldn't do cut for BA, do you know what I mean? And put it on.
He would pity the fool.
And you wouldn't, there wasn't even a Twitter, to be fair, so I don't know what we would have done.
I think that's it's the whole, like, easy accessibility. You can show everybody how much pain you're in, so that's why they do it.
Idiot.
Either way, yeah, it was horrific. But on the upside, Lidl have taken a fifth off of their Easter eggs, their One Direction Easter eggs, because one fifth of them have left.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a silver lining to
it. Does that mean they're like 0.8 of a direction now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Blimey.
What's going to happen to all the One Direction tribute bands?
That, no, there was a story about that. Like, the guy who plays Zayn in, like, the world's famous One Direction tribute band. Like, what do I do now?
Hope that he can pipe up a nice solo career in a few months.
Because I think he kind of looks like one of the kids from The Wanted, but I think they've broken up now as well.
Doesn't he want to like have a normal 22? He's 22.
22.
He said, "I want to have a normal 22-year-old's life."
I still don't think he's going to be able to.
No, because he goes out with. And then he goes out with that other one. With
you can
turn
back to the six-pack page.
No, I've specifically. Damn it! I specifically.
But just for the listeners, I've just got to say, we've got a newspaper here. Steph's in charge of the newspapers, and every time she opens it, she just goes to a page of
their
six packs.
Girls, bums. Yeah, he goes out with the other girl from Little Mix, which I now can't find. So he's not going to have a 24-year-old life at all, is he?
22. On,
whatever he is. Just wishing now.
You're the 24-year-old life that he might have.
He wishes. You can carry on with your conversation while I try and find this.
Okay.
You got news.
I think you're in the goal section there. Yeah. That's where I saw football.
So Jeremy Clarkson.
I haven't got anything to say about him.
No, I just know that, like, if I went up to my boss and punched him in the face, I'd probably get the sack.
Who's your boss, Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, if I had a job.
Yeah.
This is my job now.
You're just a regular everyman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like a podcast girl of Harry Kane.
I couldn't really care less.
No, just like some boring old racist, isn't he?
Boring old racist.
Is that libel? Gibson. It's not libel. I've seen it.
Yeah, anyway. You could definitely get sued for that.
You can't.
I don't think you can.
Okay. It would require one of the 12 people that's going to listen to this to report you for it.
Shit. No one knows who we are anyway. No, people call him a racist and a bigot. No,
yeah, which he's now suing for.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Don't sue us, Jeremy.
Yeah. Be fine.
I don't think he's suing anyone, is he? He's not that kind of guy, is he?
I think that's our news round.
Celebrity bear.
Wait.
What? Shit. WrestleMania.
I'm not prepared to talk about this.
What?
Because, okay.
WrestleMania last night.
None of us watched it, so we can't.
Yeah, this is the most pointless thing. Okay.
WrestleMania last night. Is The Undertaker still doing it? Is Hulk Hogan still doing it?
Well, I don't know about Hulk Hogan. Ultimate Warrior died recently, obviously, which is a shame. He was my favourite.
He was my favourite.
When
too.
I was little, I used to. My dad had these like coloured shoelaces. I used to tie them around my arms and pretend I was him. I wanted to get all of those veins. I was like, "How do you get those veins?" Obviously, the answer is steroids. Like, you just got to work really hard in the gym.
You just got to work really hard at school, though.
Ric Flair still going. I know he was definitely there.
He was about 60 back in the 90s.
Did you say The Undertaker's still going?
Yeah. He's undefeated at WrestleMania.
I'm 41, right? And when I was 16, for 15, watching it, he was around then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he must be like...
in his 60s. If Madonna can do it, why can't The Undertaker?
Yeah. Oh, did you see Madonna and Taylor Swift do that thing?
What thing?
A
little while ago, Madonna put out a thing saying that she thought Taylor Swift was like the best female artist of this generation.
I really loved that,
didn't you? Oh my God, died a little bit inside. Even though I hate Madonna, I cannot stand her.
Did you like it when she fell off that thing?
Oh, so much. It was so good. I showed you that we're in the pub, didn't I? Yeah.
I found her really uncomfortable.
It's because she's old, or
no, just because I can imagine being on stage. It's like your worst nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like normally, maybe only like 10 or 11 people watch me, rather than like 10 or 11 million.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine anything. I thought she dealt with it. Like
I was going to say, she definitely. She just got up. Like that person is definitely strung up somewhere now, though, forever.
Yeah,
like
that person didn't check in for work the next day.
Yeah, maybe. There was something
she blamed Armani on Twitter, didn't she?
There was a funny thing on Gogglebox last night. Do you watch Gogglebox?
Oh, I haven't seen last night's Gogglebox.
You know that
last week's.
That family from Durham with that girl that's really funny.
Oh, really? Yeah, the one we hated at first and now we like her.
But
yeah.
There was a bit where, like, one of the films they were watching last night was Cape Fear, and she was like, "That's Madonna's worst film."
I really like her.
That is a good one.
So anyway, Taylor Swift got all like fangirl about it. It was like, "This is amazing." And then at the like iHeart Music Awards last night or the night before, Madonna sang her new song, which was something like Ghost Town, not obviously like the famous.
I can't imagine Madonna, this place,
Taylor Swift played guitar for it, and oh my God, Taylor Swift looked ridiculously good, as always. But, like, Madonna's singing was just terrible.
Really?
It's just awful.
Madonna's still hot, though, right?
She's never...
She's, like, just one piece of sinew. It's disgusting.
She's never been a great singer, though, Madonna, has she?
No,
she's
but, like,
always had that whole package thing. But
it's
now,
proper really megastar. Bad.
She's always had that proper megastar thing, like Michael Jackson, Madonna.
She had some good songs, but now she doesn't necessarily have good songs, and she doesn't really have the look, so...
Yeah, what is she?
Be an older citizen gracefully, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Madonna.
You know that video... I mean, advice of the day.
Madonna, slam!
Yeah.
By the way, if you ever need a guitarist or some bass or some backing vocals, you know where I am. She doesn't know where I am. Are we just texting now?
No, I'm trying to find you.
Stop trying to show us pictures.
Madonna, you'll never get what these boys say.
Talking of famous people we've met.
That's a nice little link.
Oh, good links. That was amazing.
Well, fuck you, I take it back for bullying me. Find your own link.
Okay, I've met some famous people.
Oh, have you? Great. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Tell my worst ever one.
Yeah.
Rick Witter from Shed 7. Like, absolutely idolised at Shed 7. And then we played with his... Like, after Shed 7 split up, one of the many times they split up, like, he formed a band called Rick Witter and the Dukes, and they played in Bedford. And we supported... You were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we supported them, and I was so nervous about meeting him, and, like, I saw him walking towards me, and all I remember thinking was, just don't embarrass yourself, just be cool, and he got to me, and he went, all right, mate, and I went, hello, Rick Witter, in the highest pitch voice, and he just looked at me and laughed. It was so embarrassing, but afterwards we went backstage and had beers with him, and he was absolutely fantastic.
What happened when you were backstage with Tom York?
Tom York from Radiohead. God, yeah, blimey. So about...
name dropped.
Yeah, that was when I was about 19, and they were touring their first album, I think, and they played quite locally, and we supported them. And me and the bass player, Lee, were starving hungry, and I probably haven't told you this story. And they had a dressing room, we had nothing, and there was a security man on the dressing room door, and me and Lee went over, they got any food in there? He went, yep. I was like, can we go and have some? He went, nope. I was like, oh, come on, mate. I said, we're starving. I said, we're just like a little support band. He was like, right, so I'm going to go to the bar. He said, I'm going to get a drink. He said, just go in there, fill your boots. He said, just make sure you're gone by the time I get back. I was like, oh, cool. So we went in, and there was, like, curry, like, chilli, like, naan breads, everything. So we got, like, a naan bread in each hand. And, like, we dipped it into these massive bowls, and, like, we're just about to put it into our mouth, and the handle went on the door. And I thought, oh, it's going to be the security guard. Let's be quick. Just biting into it, door opens and Tom York walks in and looks at us, just goes, you fucking wankers, and stormed off. And, like, that was my one time of really speaking to Tom York.
I think I've heard that they're... what I really like about Radiohead is, because they've all been together since they're, like, at school, their after parties are just their family and they have tea parties afterwards.
I heard something amazing, that when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married, Radiohead were their wedding band.
Yeah.
Party.
No, but, like, apparently they just learnt loads of covers and did, like... like, walking on sunshine, whoa, and all that sort of stuff.
I can't, like, imagine that being sang, like, more than Cars when this time you did it.
Oh, dear. You met any famous people? You've met millions of famous people, haven't you?
I've met a few.
Robert Pattinson's my favourite.
I'm not going to talk about any of the people that I've worked with. Worked with him, but...
You haven't worked with Robert Pattinson.
I was going to tell you about when I was walking behind Al Pacino in LAX airport.
Really?
That was pretty cool. I heard a voice. I thought, that voice sounds really familiar. And then I was kind of just walking along, and I realised that it was almost like the whole place went silent and the heads were just turning, and I thought... Is this me?
I've made it.
And then I realised that there was Al Pacino just walking ahead of us. Like,
do you kiss him or
sniff him?
No, he was one. I think he's one of those people that's like
sniffer. Yeah.
He's got such, like, iconic status that people just left him alone. Like,
that's cool.
I would never have left him alone.
Oh, I'd hate you.
I would have done that thing, like that thing we were watching the other day, that street rodeo thing, and just jumped on his back and seen how long I could hold on for.
I always think that, like, if I met someone that I
he's
really
quite an old man, I think you would have broken.
You'd have been the guy that killed Al Pacino. That's the thing, if someone's, like, really famous, I do think that, like, especially if they're just going about their daily business, or, like, having... That's the worst one, when people are having dinner. I'd never, ever... if it was, like, my lifelong love, Taylor Swift, I would not go over there and interrupt it, because...
But you'd wait. You wouldn't go anywhere else.
Do you know, I have met someone famous. Oh, my God. So, like, two Christmases ago with Mr. Speaker, we played Jack...
Mr. Speaker, a local band.
Yeah, Motown. Woo. We played, like, the Christmas Eve Jack FM thing at... What's that place in Hartford? Rigsby's Cafe?
Big Rigsby Cafe.
Rigsby. Did she have a stroke? Rigsby's Cafe or something. Yeah. And we had to get there, like, 5:30 in the morning on Christmas Eve. And I know for you two rock stars, that's not too bad, but for me, it was horrendous. And we got there, and there was this other band that were playing, And there was this girl with like loads of ginger hair playing the piano. And it was
now
all,
John, was it?
No, and it was all, and I was a bit like, oh, it's not really my thing. Like, we were getting excited about going on. And then I looked outside, and Rupert Grint was there, and do you know me?
Was that him that was playing the piano?
No, 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 it was his little sister. And I could not love Rupert Grint more if I tried. And I
he's
got
the one
so
in Harry
excited.
Potter, right?
Yeah, he's Ron Weasley. Yeah, yeah. And I got so excited, and he was outside having like a cigarette and a coffee. And everyone was going out there, and he's been really polite and like signing autographs at like 6 a.m, like just there to watch his sister. So then I was like, right, I'm gonna be that guy, I'm gonna go out there and like say something. And I stood there and I saw him smoking away. And I saw him like sign them and be like, oh, it's all right. And I could tell he was really tired. So I just stood near him for a while and then let him leave.
So did you not speak to
no,
him?
No, because I didn't. I thought he's been really bothered.
You might have ended up being like his girlfriend.
He also, weird coincidence, he also said happy birthday on the phone to me once.
What?
Yeah, I know. One of my friends used to go to the girls' school in like Potton? I can't remember what it's called.
Potton. Purton?
I don't know. One of the P's. And she went to a movie premiere and sat next to him, and they become quite good friends. And she was telling this, and I was like, yeah, whatever, you and Ron Weasley. And then I got a phone call, and it was him. And then she sent me a picture saying it is actually him.
Did she do it before or after the thing comes up to tell you to turn your phones off in the cinema?
Oh, no, it wasn't then. They were friends. And then, like, she, because I didn't believe him, I was like, you probably just sat next to him, and I think you're friends.
I can't believe you've met two famous people. Both of them were Ron Weasley.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? That will sort me for life, though. Like, it might not be good for you, but for, like, Harry Potter Queen over here,
from two different, like, times, you met Harry Potter.
Why are you trying to take this away from me?
I'm not, it's just weird. I mean, like, can you tell them this?
Tell them a real story, Alan.
Like, I'll tell you another one that's nothing to do with anything that I've done. When I was like maybe 13 or 14, we went to watch Blackpool play against Watford on a school trip. And I wasn't massive on football, so I had no idea what was happening. But it turned out that I still didn't even know. Is it Graham Taylor, the Turnip man?
Yeah, he was the Watford man.
Okay, so we were walking down to go towards our seats, and one of the kids in the year below me, a guy called, I believe his name was Ronald. And
made up.
Yeah, really was.
That was Ronald.
Pardon Ron Weasley.
And I just heard him say something like, turnip. And I thought, oh, so I carried on.
Did he was talking to you?
I didn't know, I just thought that was weird. And but then this guy, like, sort of doubled back on himself. I was like, I've got more of a right to be here than you have. And then he went to one of the stewardess to try to like kick the whole class out. It turned out he'd said it to Graham Taylor.
Oh, God!
So I met him.
I want to hear about the Robert Pattinson story when you met him a couple of times, didn't you?
I met him a couple of times. I used to play in a band with his sister. And yeah, we were rehearsing around the parents' house one day, and he came around for Sunday lunch.
Did you sit and have a Sunday lunch
with him? We had a Sunday lunch with him, yeah. He was a really nice guy, one of the nicest guys I met, very down to earth.
I've heard he's lovely.
He's very lovely.
But I want to hear about the...
He was talking... I'm not sure which bit you want.
The Tom Cruise bit.
Oh, yeah. He had a story, a few days before, he'd had a conversation with Tom Cruise about something, and... he was just like, yeah, so Tom Cruise, he called me up, and this blew my mind a little bit, and I was like... So what, you've got Tom Cruise's mobile number? And he was like, yeah. I said, like, what's that stored as? Tom C. Mob. And he was like, yeah, Tom C. Mob. And that was different.
That's insane. I wish I had Tom C. Mob. I've got one famous person in my phone, Tom Hingley, in Spiral Carpets from...
Tom H. Mob.
Tom H. Mob. And I've got... I don't know, I think that's probably about it. Have you got any in yours?
I've weirdly got Kim Marsh's phone number.
Phone her now.
We can't talk much about it.
That sounded amazing.
That makes it sound so much worse than it is.
It isn't anything bad like that. But, yeah, we did a charity gig and she was there. And my boss at the time, we ended up getting in quite a lot of trouble with him. But yeah, did some drinking with Kim Marsh. She knows how to party.
It sound so bad.
I also met on that night Craig from the original Big
Brother. I want to hear more about Kim
Marsh. Oh my God, man. He's horrible.
Yeah, Jesus. It was really horrible to me. He was there with these two chicks and...
You did something one of them said.
No, but I can't remember what he said, but he was really smarmy and really mean.
Oh, that's a shame. I always thought he'd be really nice.
Yeah, I think he said to me, you don't get out much, do you? And I was like... What's that got to do with anything?
What's that even mean? You were out.
I don't know. I think I was having such a good time. I was having a really good time.
Again, but, yeah. Making it sound bad.
Yeah. But Yeah.
Cool, that's a good one. Stephanie, any more Ron Weasley stories?
How long you got?
Ironically, I met Ron Weasley as well.
All right, don't, fuck's sake.
Oh, sorry.
When did you meet him?
I don't believe you. I think this is going to be the start of a really crap joke.
No. Now you put me under pressure. I was trying to make one up on the spot. There was like a...
No, it wasn't Ron Weasley.
It was... what's the other film that's like that? Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God, Kev, you've just upset so many people.
They're similar films, aren't they?
No.
Not in any way, shape or form.
Really?
Not even really the same genre.
Fantasy?
Yeah, okay, maybe, but...
What's your point?
Right, anyway, I was in Milton Keynes doing some shopping, and there was, like, one of those conventions, and it was just as that first Lord of the Rings film came out. So you're walking around the shopping mall, and there were, like, people, like, those things where... You can queue up and get autographs of people, but they cost you like a tenner.
Yeah.
And they literally had, like, Elijah Wood was there, people from Lost were there. But yeah, like, all of them, like,
I really
want
to go to Comic Con one year.
Yeah, I'd love all that. I'd really love all that.
Yeah.
Maybe we were going to go once just to meet Summer Glau.
Yeah.
Should have done that.
Are we reaching the end of this topic, do we think?
I feel like we are.
Okay,
what's next? Go on, I know what you want to talk about. Talk about that other famous person that you met and how he's in the paper.
Oh, James Bay.
my best friend, James Bay.
My good friend, James Bay. James Bay, like, we can't, like, really sort of praise him enough, can we?
I think his music is pretty special.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. Awesome.
It's amazing. I mean, like, James Bay, I mean, he was literally playing open mic nights with us three, like, 2 years ago. Now he's got a Brit Award. He's number one in the album charts, number two in the singles chart. And I remember one gig I did with him, one really weird one. Like, we booked a gig, me and him. It was just the two of us on the bill, and it was at Molly Malone's in Hitchin. It was booked for about a month. And then we turned up for that night to play, and it was the opening ceremony of the Olympics. So there was literally me, him, and the bar staff, and everyone else had stayed in to watch the Olympics. They even had the Olympics on the screen. So, like, I was playing with James Bay, and he was doing all the same songs that he's done on those albums. And there was nobody even watching. They were just watching, like... things like the Queen jumping out of a helicopter and all that sort of stuff from the opening ceremony. Yeah.
I played in Bulldog that night and there were similarly not very many people there.
Yeah.
And I should have come and watched James Bay with you.
Yeah, you should have done.
I was in Coventry. One of our friends lived up there and we always made him come down here, so we went up to go and see him.
We played
a drinking game, something to do with the Olympics, but it was so good I don't even remember what happened. And then we all got dressed and went on a night
Olympic
out.
Olympic Ring of Fire.
Something like that. And then we came back at like 4 a.m. and you could still get pizza delivered to you. And that's the only thing I remember about the night.
Is that an Olympic special? Is that what Olympians eat?
Well, I don't think so. I just remember being really happy that somewhere would deliver me pizza at like 10 to 5 a.m.
In Iceland, like, and Scandinavia in general, everything's open.
Shop.
No, mum's go to Iceland. But yeah, in Scandinavia in general, like, everything's open later. So like the clubs, for example, in Iceland, they like shut at like 8, 9, 10 a.m. And when you come out, or if you're getting up at that time, you can just go to all the pizza places, the kebab
shop.
That's
really good.
That's a good breakfast.
It upsets me, like, round here. Like, if you go out in Bulldog, 1 o'clock is the cut-off, easily. Even Hitchin, some of them are open to like, 3, but that's a bit of a push.
I know, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Like,
not on a Wednesday night.
Not on a Wednesday, when we want chicken.
No, all the chicken.
All the chicken.
I always want chicken.
So, like, if you would, like... like, if we'd become famous for doing this, or through our separate musical projects...
Probably and, like, more likely.
I don't think either are likely. I often think about which famous people I'd like to be friends with. Like, obviously, you're Taylor Swift.
And
like,
I can't even say her name, Anna Kendrick.
I don't know who that is.
This is
going to be the section where you say people and I don't know who they are.
She was in Pitch Perfect, but she's also, like, in loads of other stuff. She really... and Kristen Wiig. Basically, any female...
I love Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, and Emma Stone, definitely. I should probably name some boys. It sounds a bit weird.
This is going to sound weird. I don't know if I want to put this in the public domain, but I've had more than one dream. I would go as far as to say many dreams where David Beckham is one of my mates. And, like, sometimes they're so, like, vivid that I wake up the next
day. You feel really disappointed.
And sort of an hour later, like, I'll be in, like, a really good mood and it'll just hit me up. I know, wait a minute.
There was one time I did that, but with Taylor Swift, and I actually cried the next day. Because I was on such a high. Like, she came around the house, we wrote loads of songs together, and in a non-weird way, I remember us jumping on the bed and having the best time ever.
Well, just sort of like...
just like to the song. Yeah.
Taylor and Steph go crazy.
I was on such a high the next day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to ring Taylor, we're going to do something. And I got my phone out, and it hit me in this crushing realisation, and I just remember going, and then shedding a few tears over it, and was like, ooh. Mine are really weird.
I think maybe like you guys aim high. You want to be friends with David Beckham. You want to be friends with Taylor Swift.
Why is that aiming high? I reckon me and him would have a lot
to talk
about.
Why is that aiming high? He's the most famous man in the world.
But he lives in Hertfordshire.
Have you ever bumped into him?
Nah, but Louise.
I've dreamt about him.
Louise taught his one. I think it was Brooklyn taught him to read back at school. They went to the same school, and she was like his reading buddy for a while.
Louise the same age as Brooklyn.
She's a bit.
She'll be older.
She's older. She was like, shut up.
Whereas you aim for your Taylor Swifts and your David Beckhams, I sort of aim a little bit lower, and I think it's by
Rick Witters.
No, not Rick Witter, but I think mine are more obtainable. Like there's a reality of me maybe meeting them, becoming friends with them.
Like who?
Danny Dyer. Is that a weird one?
That's not weird.
I kind of like him,
but I don't think he'd like you.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean that like...
Slam!
I mean like...
Jesus Christ!
Like, I mean, Danny Dyer, like, what sort of things is he going to go out and do that you would do?
Nothing that we can talk about now.
But, like, he's all, like, East End and stuff.
I worry that...
Do you think like, I'm not street enough?
It's quite a gamble to take. Like, you can try and go and make friends with him, but if he doesn't want to be friends, I imagine, like, you'd punch him in the face.
You'd punch him in the face.
I think he definitely would. It sounds a lot worse. I just mean he's quite a volatile character, so I don't think he'd be very approachable.
My favourite thing about him is when he slated that Katie Hopkins character. Hopkins character recently.
Is she the one? Like, she's another
a horrible, yeah. horrible. Just like really, shit.
Yeah, but like there's another. You know, what I was saying about my brain that doesn't work. Like, yeah. I'm aware of her recently doing all her stupid like fat people should be thin and like whatever. Like, did she say the other day that like, if Labour get in, then she'll leave the country.
Yeah, yeah. So like, she's basically won the election.
That's the poster campaign sorted. But like, I wasn't aware. I'm aware of her now, but like, apparently she was on The Apprentice.
Yeah, like, that's how she started.
That's how she became famous, right? Get this, I've watched every series of The Apprentice, don't remember her.
She was the only one that like quit herself. She didn't want to get fired, so she got in, and I think she knew he was going to fire. I'm pretty sure this is true. And then she was like, I quit anyway, you don't need to fire me. And then... that was kind of like her thing, and then she got caught having sex with a married man in a field. So everyone was like, "Why are you being so uppity when you're just a dirty hoe?"
She's dick, isn't she?
Yeah.
She got
like
sick,
the really annoying thing is though, every now and again she says something that a small part of me agrees with, but I don't agree with her method of doing it or how extreme she goes to it. Like, basically, her whole point of the whole fat thing was you need to eat less and exercise more. But instead of saying that, she was just an absolute dick about it.
It was almost a category C server that I could sense.
Yeah. Daffy Duck everywhere. But that's what she does. She courts publicity, and that's why she's famous. That's why she's in the papers.
We're giving her airtime. We need to stop it immediately.
Yeah, like, fuck her.
Pretty much everyone else does that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah, so I was doing a gig the other night down the George, and Steph sometimes plays down there, and there was this other girl playing, and there was a guy at the bar, like, having a look. He's like, where's that other girl that sometimes plays down here with you? I went, which one? He went, you know, that beautiful librarian-looking one with the glasses. I was like, straight on the phone to Steph. I was like, so Steph has now become known as the beautiful librarian. You're a pretty librarian.
I'd also like to say
the record. Last week it was a sexy librarian.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've definitely PD'd that.
Shit. I was trying to clean it up for the radio.
I feel like we now need to have a picture of us all. So actually, no, because then people could confirm that I do look like a librarian.
You do look like a librarian.
If I don't have my glasses there, I don't think I look like a librarian. Like.
Then you look like a baby ghost.
Oh, man.
So did you have any nicknames at school?
Yeah, I had a couple.
What were they?
One I don't think I can really say. That sounds a lot worse than it is. No, my...
What was it?
No. The first nickname I had from Rob Haig, though, I thought you can tell the Happy Feet story.
Oh, Happy Feet, yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing this. I didn't just need a wee.
Oh, right.
Because when I play guitar, if I don't wear heels, my legs shake, so I have to move them around.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm always really tall whenever I play gigs.
Happy Feet for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Sarah bought me those socks that said Happy Feet on them.
Yeah.
That was a nice day. And then for quite a while, and by some still, I am known as Fun Size, only because... when I started hanging around with them, my sister has the same surname, but the ironic thing is she's a lot smaller than me.
Really?
Yeah, you've met my sister, haven't you? I don't come for that.
Aren't Like, fun-size Mars bars smaller, though.
Yeah, and that's why it's ironic.
Oh, it's an ironic. Okay.
Rude. See, I was known as Hog or The Hog for a while. not as you think. Not as you'd think, because I eat a lot of bacon.
God, no.
Right, it's because when I was on a stag do...
Continue, please.
I was on a stag do in Nottingham, I think. We went to a nightclub. And we had to sign in. So as we were signing in, I wrote my name. Maher, M-A-H-E-R, is my surname. And the guy that I was writing in front of went, oh, that's the same as my name. I was like, is it? I was saying, you're a Maher. He went, well, no, you said like mine's with H-O-G. And I was like, what? He went, Mahog. Like, so it was nothing like the same. I couldn't believe
it was the Hog for the last 10 years, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why it was like. So I became Mahog, and then it was shortened to Hog.
Oh, I thought you said your surname Mayer.
I said it's M A H E R though, my surname, and this guy said like my name's the same as that, although it's just spelled
pretty different.
OG at the end. So his name was Mahog. That's the funniest thing ever.
In fact, I could have been calling you the Hog all this time.
Did you not know that?
Have you ever heard that as a nickname?
No, not in any way, shape, or form.
See, it's weird, because there's, like, a gap, like, because, like, it was, like, probably nearly...
You're in my phone as the Hog 2.
Yeah.
Because it's the second mobile.
Is it because you've got that guy from that night as obviously the Hog 1?
Did you see that man that was a lecturer at the union? His name was Dr. Hedge, but it's spelled, like, H-E-D-G-E, and people kept writing, and then there was a notice he put up, can people stop putting Hog on the end of my name? Dr. Hedge, then something written Hog. And I was like, that's the best thing ever.
But yeah, it's funny because like there's people from around that time that I don't really see anymore, and then I'll get a little blast like now and again, like Jamie, for example. I don't see him. I haven't seen him for like years. But then like whenever he messaged me or whatever, it's like, "Hey, Hog," and it's like a blast in the past because people just don't call me anymore.
I'm definitely going to start calling you just the Hog, no Hog, the Hog, and watch people like scowl at me. What a horrible thing to call him!
It's all right. The Hog and the Librarian go to town.
Yeah. Sounds like a wonderful book. How about you, Owen? Any nicknames?
I had a really sad nickname when I was at school. They used to call me Dumpling.
Dumpling!
Oh, that's so cute.
I had a big belly.
Oh, yeah. That's real cute.
They used to call me Dumpling.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm just going to eat these Jaffa cakes.
Did you have a good time at school, Owen?
No, not really. I was a little bit bullied by my best friends.
Have you made up for that since?
Yeah, what do you mean? what are you getting at here?
By becoming a wonderful person and being the bigger man?
I don't know what you want from me.
Working bad.
We're rolling again.
Okay, just so like this kind of, this podcast, it's kind of like giving the listener a chance to sort of get to know us a bit, isn't it? Get to know our quirks and our past, really.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Harry Kane.
our views on Harry Kane. I have had a ton of shit jobs. I don't do a real job anymore, as my son keeps reminding me. I'm a musician now, as is Owen. It's through the monotony of terrible jobs. I remember once working in a crisp factory, and it was when the World Cup was about to happen, and I remember like having to put crisps on this stand, and all day long, when I went to bed that night, all you could hear was that was probably the worst job I've ever had. But I remember when I worked at John Lewis, and I had to go up to the head office to a big high-profile meeting up in London. I remember going up there, and then this girl that I was meeting there said, "Hi, how are you, Mr. May?" I was like, "Yeah, hi." And I went over and I gave her a massive hug and a kiss. That wasn't very appropriate. That's the kind of awkwardness that I have at jobs.
Kissing random strangers.
Yeah, it was all right, though. I mean, every time I saw her since, I went up there a few times after, and every time, like, we just had a little kiss and a cuddle in the office.
Not like that.
Were you married?
Yeah.
I was married, but there was nothing going on. She was hot, though.
Wow. Building a case. When I used to work for Country Properties... Oh, can I say that? Yeah, that's fine.
I just said John Lewis.
Okay,
other estate
fine.
Agents are available.
Yeah. And I probably
are
better.
Are there other John Lewis's available?
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer.
Fraser? Wait, no.
That's not a John Debenhams? Lewis.
Debenhams?
Debenhams. That's Debenhams. Yeah.
And I used to have to go around and inspect people's rented properties. And
this story is horrific.
There's quite a few...
I need
few...
to go for a biscuit while you tell this story.
I don't... Wait, which one is this?
You're selling it.
Let's find out.
Yeah, I need to go for a biscuit. I was like, sounds like a code red for poop.
I just meant a Jaffa cake.
Okay.
I've got one here.
Oh no, there's been a couple. I probably will tell a nice one. There was one where I went to one in Hitchin, was not particularly nice, but I did find it hilarious. And most of the people I worked with were a fair bit older than me. And when I went out to an inspection, there was like a young lad, and he was like, "Oh, I've never seen you before." And I was like, "Oh, hi, like just here to do the inspection." And like you come inside, and then there was like a sweeping staircase, and there was a bar at the top of it. And then I'd gone into the lounge, and I came out, and he had a shirt off, and he was doing chin ups on the stairs. And I was like, "Oh, excuse me, I need to get by." Yeah. I like to break a menace there too. And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I just
it's
get by."
He's
like,
burn.
"Yeah, he's like, oh, this is just where I, like it's time for me to do this." And I was like, "Okay, I just need to get by." And there's been another horrific one where a man locked me in a house and told me I wasn't allowed to leave unless I agreed to go to dinner with him.
What?
But there was no safety, like. No safety around the job. If I had my last inspection, they wouldn't know until I didn't turn up for work the next day if something horrific had happened.
That's bad.
There was another time where...
Did you go for dinner?
No, God no.
No.
Should have gone and had the lobster.
Yeah.
Not called him back.
By the looking of things, I think it probably would have been a much worse, creepy dinner somewhere. I went once where this man... Because like we were allowed to let ourselves in with keys if like they were fine with that.
Robin
and yeah, and this man said, "Oh, I'll be in, it's fine." So I knocked on the door and like didn't get an answer. So I put the keys in, I shouted, like, "Come to properties, here for the inspection." I was like, "Okay, he's obviously forgot them." So I'll just do the inspection anyway. So I was like walking around, and then as I got up, it was like a mezzanine flat, and as I got up to the second, I could hear like water, and I was like, "Oh, okay, maybe he's in the shower." And then I walked into the bedroom and like the laptop was open and there was just porn, like full volume. And he was like, "Oh, hi." And I was like, "Oh, sorry, I'll just..." He was like, "It's okay, I'm just about to get in the shower." And he was just still playing. And I was just like, "Are you
going to..." Was he naked?
No, he just like had like a towel. And I was like, "Are you going to..."
What, over his special area?
Yeah, I've walked in on loads of people in showers, but that one was really... No, like doing inspection, because they'd just be in the middle of the day. And then the other one was there's this couple, a gay couple that... were known for like quite like to be walked in on, so you always used to ring them and say, "We're coming, like make sure that the house is appropriate.
Make sure you are,
yeah, and that you're appropriate." And you literally walk in, and like their bedroom is basically there, they move their bed down to the lounge.
What for, those, for this specific reason?
No, literally. So you knock on the door and you don't know why, and I open the door and they were just having sex, like. And I was just like, "I'm ever so sorry," and like close the door. And then he just came to us, like, "It's fine." I was like, "No, it's not really." Like, so yeah.
Did you mean like, what, it's not natural?
Yeah. Were any of those the biscuits? Did you, were you okay?
I think I combined the push up guy with the guy that was beating one out. So
Oh my god, yeah. See, there's been many, many a time when I've walked in on horrific things like that, but I feel a bit sick now thinking about that. So.
Yeah, that's why I was going to go for a biscuit.
Yeah. Biscuit.
Yeah. I've got nothing that tops that.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
I got nothing. Oh, there was a man that
used to steal from the garage.
What?
You used to steal from the garage. You were telling me the other day. You did. Like, you used to give all the stuff to the homeless people.
Oh, that's not me stealing. You meant
that's
like
Robin Hood. Yeah,
tell the story.
Okay, on one occasion, there was a man who he'd... Bless him. Like, I opened up at 6 in the morning. Imagine me opening up a garage at 6 in the morning. Yeah. I did that every day for like 2 years.
Position?
I don't know. As a favour. And he came in like maybe 10 minutes after, and he looked kind of like messed up, and it turned out that he'd been sleeping in the hedge on the longabout. And I was like, "You alright, mate?" He was like, "No." And he was homeless, and he had to get on his bike to go somewhere. And he's like, "I just use a toilet. I've got no money. Blah blah blah. This, that, and the other." And I gave him a carrier bag, and I told him to just fill it up. And rather than, you know, when you give someone an inch and they take a mile, I thought he might have put like a sausage roll in a Mars bar, like maybe a meal deal. He fucking filled that thing crashing over the top. No, cheers, mate.
Off he went. I just have the till as well.
I don't know if I can still get arrested for that.
No, I think you're right.
No.
Okay, it has changed hands, so hopefully the new owners won't mind.
They'll know where to find you, just like everyone else.
They're still down on the stock there.
Like Madonna.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, didn't you used to rent out your car to like tramps or something?
No, I didn't rent out my car to a tramp. There was another man. Again, a man on a bike. Don't get bikes. That's what I say. He came in when I was working in the 24-hour garage, and he was like all upset because he was going to surprise his girlfriend in Edinburgh, but his bike had broken down, and the AA couldn't get there for like a few hours. So I told him to go and sleep in the back of my car. Which is probably more... You've seen the back of my car, right?
Yeah. He's probably thinking, whoa.
Yeah, I gave him my keys. I kind of thought nothing of it. I was like 18 at the time, 19. Gave him my keys and then...
Off he went to Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's what I thought the story was going to be.
Well, yeah, no, luckily he came back a few hours later. He was like, you were an idiot for giving me these keys. But just so you know, I'm a policeman, so thank you so much for helping me out. And he sent me a card and was really nice.
I told a policeman. I met a policeman last night.
Did you? What did you do?
I was just getting a Chinese meal. But, I stopped. It was about 11 o'clock and I stopped on a double yellow line, which I don't normally do. And I went into the Chinese and there was a policeman getting his Chinese meal fully clothed. I mean, in police uniforms.
Not one of these naked policemen.
No, it wasn't a strippogram. And I was like, yeah, you're right, mate. I said, just to let you know, I said, I parked on a double yellow line. I said, you're not going to arrest me, are you? He went, nah. I went... Okay.
Not on a Sunday.
Nah. Well, no, you can't park on a double yellow line at any time. But he went, nah. He said, I'm not...
It's a lot of paperwork.
He said, I'm not allowed to. I went, what? When you're not allowed to arrest me? He went, nah, because I'm not allowed to park on a double yellow line. I went, no, I didn't think you were. He went, okay, because not because of that. He said, someone will take a photo and send it to the comet. Like, that was his reason.
Yeah, there are people that do that.
Yeah,
they're like...
good, because people are dicks, aren't they? Yeah. Like, it's just a copper trying to get a Chinese. He's letting park near the restaurant. That's what I said. Breakfast bad. Okay, so are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
I think so.
Are you going to wrap, Owen, before we end it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Are you going to wrap another time?
Excuse me. One day, can we please play It's a Chicken? I don't know what that is, but I well want to play it.
Can we just say that we're sitting in my room and you're pointing at a board game?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't just like have some kind of like vision.
I mean, he's got his penis out.
What?
It's not a chicken.
It's a cockerel. Yeah, so we'll wrap up. I think it was all right, wasn't it? Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Are we happy?
Yeah, do you want to talk about it?
How do you think it went?
Do you want to fight about it?
I think it went well. Can you please take that away from me? I think it went well for our first podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if we achieved anything, did we? Did we come to any conclusions?
I think we all disagree
on everything.
Yeah.
I think there's been a few laughs, had some highs, had some lows. That's what you want in a podcast. I'm not sure. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't think, like, at the end, like, it normally just sort of, like, ends. You don't normally get a bit where they're, like, how did it go? Right.
Why didn't you tell us this before? We just paused it and said, shall we do a conclusion? And you said yes.
Well, do you listen to podcasts, don't you?
Oh, no.
I think you're the only one potentially in the world that listens to podcasts.
Everyone listens to podcasts apart from you two. I can't believe I've chosen you two to do a podcast. We have no one listen to podcasts. Anyway. Okay, the other was Breakfast Bad. You can hit us up on breakfastbad@outlook.com, and you can phone us on... What's your number, Steph?
Yeah, all right. You've done this before. This is Steph, and she fancies you over there. Cheers for that, Kev.
Okay, we'll catch you next week. Thanks.